welcome. I was gonna say welcome back, but I was right. Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Fontaine.
What's groovy?
We need our drops, John. Look, you lazy.
Damn, God,
you lazy, man.
Dog.
This is what you want. This is what you want. Go ahead.
All right. And today we talking about Belly. And I had to laugh because I think the album project, it's not even an album, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Mixtape, mumble rap, 2017. Do you know what number mixtape this is for Mr. Belly?
No, I don't know.
11.
Wow, he's been around. How old is he?
He's born 1984, man. Well,
this is going to be informative for people because I feel like they don't know too much about.
Yeah, Belly, Palestine rapper, raised in Canada. Signed to XO/Roc Nation. I learned that recently. I heard he had like this Jay-Z co-sign, and I was like, oh, okay. So what does that mean?
He's Palestine.
Yeah, he's born in Palestine. Palestinian. Listen, fuck it. I'm going to fuck that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm trying to read it, and my mind doesn't
equate. Palestinian?
I think so. There we go. Yeah, so he co-wrote songs with The Weeknd, Beyoncé. He's on Lemonade. I think he co-wrote Six Inch on Lemonade. So I didn't even know. I thought he was just a rapper.
You remember, yeah, last time I told you about him, there was a song with The Weeknd. Yeah, and I like Belly and The Weeknd.
Yeah, and
The Weeknd went off to me. I was like, he snapped.
That was on the previous mixtape. I did go back and listen to that just to get a little bit of reference, but I did not have time to do 10 mixtapes. He already had a studio album too. That was called The Revolution. That dropped in 2007.
And he's been around for that long.
Yes, that's a hustle for you.
That's an inspirational story right there.
Yeah, because most people would have gave up, game or whatever, but no, he pursued. I mean, it was 2015. He was honored as Songwriter of the Year from SoCan. 2016, I believe this was. And I think other than that, I heard Belly's name this year. Obviously, I seen him at the BET Hip Hop Awards. His cypher was nice.
I have not watched no cyphers except for Eminem's.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I didn't even go back and look at them.
You gotta see the Belly one. The My Song one is nice too. The Ladies one is great. So there's a couple.
I gotta go check out a couple.
There's a couple of them.
I've been loving the Flex and Sway freestyle so much lately. Like, those have came back so hard now. Like,
yeah,
it's actually a big thing to go up there and actually show out.
It's Flex, it's Sway, it's also LA Leakers. I would not leave them out because LA Leakers, they have some good ones.
Yeah, because I know 2 Chainz did a good one on that one.
Yeah, because he jumped on that DNA.
Yeah,
right?
He snapped on that.
So, Belly Rap. It's called Mumble Rap, which I was, again, not being familiar with it, I was like, oh, shoot, is this dude a mumble rapper?
Can't judge a book by its cover, yeah.
And most of the production is done by Boy Wonder. He said, quote, it started with me and Boy Wonder. We've always wanted to work together. Now, y'all know Boy Wonder from Drake. He does a lot of production on Drake. We've always wanted to work together. We've always been big fans of each other. We've done one-off songs in the past. We wanted to do a full project, something special. He produced like 75% of this. I wanted to...
What did you think about the production?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was.
To when you find out it's Boy Wonder, he executive produced this, and he produced almost every track on here. I think Immigration to the Trap is Boy Wonder by himself, and that might be the only one. Every other one with Boy Wonder is co-produced. So he did Make a Toast, Lullaby, Alcantara, and Clean Edit. And then Ben Billions did 3 tracks, and then T-Minus did 1 track, and then Danny Boy Styles. And then I think the only single was P.O.P., Power of the Pussy.
Was it a single? I mean, man,
listen, maybe in Canada. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm always in, like, fuck the radio mode. Like, I'm just...
Yeah.
I just feel like if you not listen to podcasts and... Just searching your own music. I don't even understand what's going on.
No, but this album to me, refreshing. Like for somebody,
it was beautiful.
Yeah, his wordplay is amazing. He can do wordplay, and he sometimes can straight to the point. Like it is what it is. But we got a couple of. It's weird because you don't hear too many. I mean, we've heard Canadian rappers for a while now. But
Palestinian,
add that into it, And he's still touching on drugs, and but he's mixing in religion as well. What else? I mean, women. Shout out to him. I don't know. I forget which track it is. Maybe Papyrus, but the track where he talked about losing money on women, he said that is not a bad thing. That's tuition. He's like, I got 9 PhDs and masters, because he's basically saying, I learned from that, situations. And I'm like, that's a great way to turn that to a lesson.
He was super profound through this whole album. Like, I could understand why Jay-Z backs him, and like, he's on Roc Nation. First of all, this is a crazy pick of a Roc Nation. I was just like, wow.
I mean, they're slowly, because we're forgetting Rhapsody is / Roc Nation too. There's a lot of / Roc Nations that you're like, oh shit, hold up now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You just didn't see it coming. And especially because Jay is Jay, you haven't seen him come out and be like, this is the roster. So when they come out and when it's time for them to drop, you're just like, oh shit, hold up. One of the tracks that stuck out to me was Clean Edit, because he was going off and I had no idea what he was talking about. So I had to look it up. And it's basically because he had this performance at Nathan Phillips Square.
Mm-hmm.
And at the performance, he was rapping about drug use and cursing and shit. And this was at a Canada Day concert that's supposed to be family friendly. So that's why he was like, this is stereotypical blame rap. Yeah, very original. I'm not holy or spiritual. Y'all being very overly critical. Yeah. And he goes then, snap. And it's only like 1 minute. This is straight bars on this one. But I was like, okay, now that I got the backstory. Another standout track was Alcantara. But Alcantara is with Pusha T. Sounds like, what was it? What was the song called? Dope Boy Anonymous, Dope, whatever it's the same kind of tempo melody to me. It probably got the same BPM. I didn't look it up. So I knew Pusha was going to bring it on there. And it's one of the few tracks that talks about drug use. What the heck? That talks about drug use that features Pusha T, that you was like, Pusha, you didn't really need to be on here. He didn't hurt the track at all. No, but
he was the only feature, and I like that. And that's true. You know what I like about this album? Nice and tight.
I like you out in 11 songs.
Yeah, but they're not like 5 minute songs. It's like 3 minutes, 2 minute songs, 3 minute, 2 minute songs. And I feel like you can focus more. I don't know why it is with these new albums. Like,
yeah,
when they're like very condensed, I'm like super into them. I'm playing them way more. And I'm
playing
just
them
like,
way more. I know if you give me the name, I'm knowing like, okay, I know which one that is. I know which, for the most part of it. And that was.
And to me, I feel like there's no more bars to throw away when they do that.
No.
Like, it's just like, it's no fillers. I feel like when the song is like 5 minutes sometimes.
Yeah, you wasting time.
I'm like, damn, you wasting.
But yeah. I knew this was special from just the way the Immigration to the Trap, the album that came out. And I think it's like 8 bars, might be at the 12 bar when he was like, Biggie taught me how to snap. And then he goes, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I know. Lullaby was my favorite song. That was my favorite song. I mean, I liked every song on this album, but like Lullaby was at that joint for me, where I was just like, oh, he's spitting his ass off on this shit. Like,
Lullaby is nice. I was trying to, Lullaby, I'm feeling, my favorite probably was The Come Down Is Real 2, which is a sequel to The Come Down Is Real, which was on the previous mixtape. Forgot to look up that name. And Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Bobby Brown was dope too. Bobby Brown was real dope. I'm excited about him though.
Yes,
and like, that's how good this album was. It's just like, oh,
listening back to Enzombia, that was a previous mixtape. Is that the one that had to come down? No, that's not the one I listened to. Because the mixtape I listened to was like had
like
a black,
white and black, black yeah, yeah, yeah,
up for days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the one that had that Weekend song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Might Not. Yes, I listened to Up for
that
Days.
That Might Not was hard, and Weekend went so hard on that verse.
And yeah, Come Down Is Real. That's on that. So there's two mixtapes in between, but just going off this one, his bars was there back then, and this came out in 2015. This was put up by Roc Nation too.
Oh,
so he's been for a while.
Okay,
yeah. This was released May 7, 2015 by Roc Nation / XO or End XO. I'm pretty sure XO comes first in that deal. But yeah, the bars are still there. It's just like when you get to this one, to Mama Rap, it's focused. Like it's sharpened now. It's just like, okay, I'm mad this is not an album. I'm like, damn, this should just be an album.
Yeah,
so,
it should.
Just so you don't have that whole people gonna compare like the album to the
project? Yeah,
golly.
But I hate that type of theme. I forgot who
I saw recently. They was like, "What's it between the album mixtape?" He was like, "I don't know." So why are we using the term? I just think you could throw out mixtape. It's less pressure.
Yeah, it is.
Why
are we afraid of the pressure these days? Is that weird? Like, everybody wants to call something a mixtape if it doesn't sell right, if it doesn't move them enough numbers and stuff like that. Yeah,
didn't they just say that Drake didn't even put in More Life for Grammy consideration? And they was just like, maybe because it's a playlist and if it doesn't. I mean, this year, and I'm not saying that's why Drake did it, but Drake would he win against the Jay-Z or the Kendrick Lamar album? Nah. Like, he probably doesn't have that a chance. And maybe he's like, that's not even worth it. Plus, it's a playlist. I don't really take it that seriously.
That More Life wasn't really that hard, truth be told. Now, time back, how many times you played that?
No. It was a couple of tracks on it. It was going. It was
like three tracks on there.
That was long. We got Chris Brown coming. That was long. And I was, golly. All right, let me get into my number. I'm giving this a 4 out of 5, man.
Yeah, I'm giving it 4.5. It was that good.
Man, with the 4.5 out of 5. I want to hear more from Belly. Y'all should definitely check it out. It's a quick listen too.
And it'll make you go back and check out other things. That's how good his artistry is. And I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's like seeing a painting and then you're like, yo, I want to see the rest of this man's painting, like, or this woman's painting. Like,
yeah,
that's how serious it is. Yep.
And then check out his BET cipher. I'm gonna show it to Manny Fonte before you get out of here, because you gotta see that. All right. At one and only, at Manny Fonte, at Studio Flow Pod. Let us know what you think about this album, Belly Mumble Rap. Until next time, peace.
Peace. Yeah,
fighting for the 98. Now I'm in that 2%. Flashbacks to 02. R. Kelly in the news again. Hoping this confusion ends. I can't afford to lose again. Real life, no Superman. That's why the villains usually win. They just want our soul, so I get home and pop some Lutheran. Crapping on a Sunday. Dirty looks from all the Lutherans. Check my network. I don't need the network. I'm burning holes in my $1,000 sweatshirt. Turning holes into $1,000 experts. If you hate and suck a dick until your neck hurt. She on that Bobby Brown. I'm copping new additions. Devil tried to buy my soul, but it's too expensive. She said that money was a new religion. Paper multiplying, we don't do division. I used to ride the bus without a bus pass. Now I tell a bitch to ride the mustache. Lying Bobby Brown, I'm capping new edition. Devil tried to buy my soul. I'm capping She on that Bobby Brown, I'm copping new editions. Devil tried to buy my soul, my shit was too expensive. Lately I ain't been myself, but you can't tell the difference. Now my shit hit.